kind friends and companions together combine. Come raise up your voices in chorus with mine. Come raise up your glasses, our grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet again. Here's a health to the wee lads that I love so well. For style and for beauty there's none can excel. She smiles on my countenance and she sits on my knee. Sure there's no one on earth that's as happy as me. Here's a health to the company and one to my lads. We'll drink and be merry, all out of one glass. We'll drink and be merry, our grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Our ship lies at harbour, is ready to dock. I wish her safe landing without any shock. And as we are sailing to the land of the free, I will always remember your kindness to me. I have read that old proverb, I've read it so true. My love, she's as fair as the bright morning dew. I've read that old proverb, I'm sure so have you. So kind friends and companions, I'd bid you adieu. Here's a health to the company and one to my lads. We'll drink and be merry, all out of one glass. We'll drink and be merry, our grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. We just heard Cullum O'Donnell singing Here's a Health to the Company from the CD the Border Collies did a few years back called Unleashed. Cullum's from the south of County Sligo up in the Ox Mountains. I'm Heather Colemullen, and this week we'll be listening to a selection of some of the great traditional singers from Ireland, from all parts. All of them are highly accomplished and have been extremely influential within the singing circles. So I won't be talking a lot about any of them individually. We'll probably have shows on many of them later. This will be just an overview this week. We're going to continue on with a singer from County Fermanagh, Rosie Stewart, singing a song called Do Me Justice. And then we'll hear a few more northern singers after that.
Well, here I am from Donegal, I feel quite discontented to hear the way that we're on down not fairly represented. They say it is a general rule to make old Pat a knave or fool, but never mind, we'll play it cool and speak up for old Ireland. Do me justice, treat me fair, and I won't be discontented, and I won't be laughed at anywhere but fairly represented. When on the stage I do appear with me thunder and big shillelagh, with me ragged coat and me tattered hat, you think I stepped out gaily. With not a word of common sense, they don't know when they give offence, but carry on at Pat's expense, just let them come to Ireland. Do me justice, treat me fair, and I won't be discontented. And I won't be laughed at anywhere, but fairly represented. There's a Mr. Punch with his literature, he tries to hurt us badly. For when he paints our caricature, he depicts us rather sadly. With crooked limbs and villainous face, he represents the Irish race. Indeed, it is a great disgrace, and we think so in old Ireland. Do me justice, treat me fair, and I won't be discontented. And I won't be laughed at anywhere, but fairly represented. They say we're lazy and dirty got, but what's the use to grumble? For when they enter our Irish cot, they're welcome though 'tis humble. In public works the country round, and where hard work is to be found, in a railway tunnel underground, you'll find the boys from Ireland. Do me justice, treat me fair, and I won't be discontented. And I won't be laughed at anywhere, but fairly represented. 'Tis very true, I like it, lass, it makes my heart feel frisky. I'm very fond of an Irish lad, and I'm partial to the whisky. I'm very quiet when left alone, I'll do what I like with what's my own, and a woe be to the foes of home who dare run down old Ireland. Do me justice, treat me fair, and I won't be discontented, and I won't be laughed at anywhere, but fairly represented.
On yonder hill there sits a hare, full of worry, grief and care. And o'er her dungeons it was bare, singing ho, brave boys, hi-ho. And o'er her lodgings it was bare, singing ho, brave boys, hi-ho. Now there came a huntsman passing by, and on this poor hare he cast his eye. And o'er the bogs a loudie's dug, singing ho, brave boys, hi-ho. And o'er the bogs a loudie's dugs, singing ho, brave boys, hi-ho. And now she's gone from hill to hill, all for the best dog to try his skill, and kill the poor hare that never done ill. Singing ho, brave boys, hi ho. And kill the poor hare that never done ill. Singing ho, brave boys, hi ho. And now she's toned and toned again, merrily as she trips the plain, and may she live to run again. Singing ho, brave boys, hi ho, and may she live to run again. Singing ho, brave boys, hi ho.
A
As I went a-walking one pleasant summer's evening down by the banks of a clear winding stream, in ambush I lay as two lovers they were talking, and clearly the streams they did gently roll. A young sailor standing by, he appeared like a stranger, and he said, "Gentle fair one, I have come from far. But don't be afraid or consider it a danger to walk by the side of a jolly young tar." "Well, indeed then, kind sir, for to tell you quite plainly, the clothing that you wear, they are dear to my heart. For they're like my young Williams, whom I love so dearly, who's crossing the ocean to some foreign part. And what if you're William, that you love so dearly, is now joined in wedlock in some foreign clime? And if that be the case, you have lost him forever, so give to me your hand, love, and say you'll be mine. The flowers will decay in the cold stormy weather, and spring's gentle breezes they then will renew. But this heart from my bosom no rifle shall sever, so farewell, my young man, I must bid you adieu. Well, he paused and he gazed with an eye full of pleasure, and the former disguise sure he could no longer hide, till at last he exclaimed, "And joy being a measure, is this my love, Jane, that I met on the Clyde? For Jane, she was to me, since you seem not to know me." And out of his pocket a small bill he drew, saying, "Here's 50 cents as a token I'll give you, since you in my absence have proved loyal and true. And since that kind fortune has brought us together, tomorrow, my darling, I will make you my bride. And you and I, two lovers, we'll never be parted. I'll wed with my Jane that I met on the Clyde."
That was Gabriel McArdle from the CD The Natural Bridge that he did with Ben Lennon and friends. He was backed there by Gary O'Brien and Kieran Curran singing The Banks of the Clyde. He's a singer from Fermanagh, and the song before that we heard was also from one of the northern counties, from Tyrone. That was Geordie Hanna singing On Yonder Hill. Jordy Hanna was born in 1925 and passed away in 1987, one of the older singers in the tradition. That song came from his father, Joe. And we started off the set with another singer from Fermanagh, Rosie Stewart. We're going to continue on with a couple very well-known singers from the Irish tradition, from a CD that was hugely influential, not just for the singing, but also for the backing on it. It's great guitar and bouzouki playing on this CD. This is the song Marion the Soldier from Andy Irvine and Paul Brady.
Come all you lads of fiery iron that would hear of a fair young maiden, and she rode out of a summer's day for to view the soldiers parading. They march so bold and they look so gay, the colours flying and the bands did play, and it caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be to banish my darling so far from thee. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my bold, undaunted soldier. Love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Guineas in bright gold, likewise a heart that's bolder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. Saw her loyalty and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard your darling with my right hand, in hopes that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
I was born in the sweet Tipperary boys, 3,000 miles away. Hooray, my boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun it will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. The girls, they are young and they're frisky, they will take you by the hand, saying, Jimmy McCree, won't you come with me and welcome the stranger home? Hooray, my boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun it will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Then in came the faraway stranger and scattered all over our land the horse and the cow, the goat and the sow fell into the stranger's hands. Hooray, my boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun will shine in harvest time to welcome Paddy home. The Scotsman can boast of the thistle, the English may boast of the rose, but Paddy can boast of the emerald isle where the dear little shamrock grows. Hooray, my boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Hooray, my boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy
home. Was the Boys of the Luck with To Welcome Paddy Home, with Christy O'Leary of County Kerry singing. Cahill McConnell was singing harmony there, and Ali Bain, Dave Richardson, and John Coakley were playing the instruments backing them up. Before that, we heard Mary and the Soldier from Andy Irvin and Paul Brady. We're going to continue with a set of songs from two, well, Dublin-based artists, I suppose, the Voice Squad, with Jerry Cullen, Phil Callery, and Fran McHale. Phil Callery began a singing career in the folk clubs in Dublin in the late 60s and founded the first singers club in Dublin in 1970. Jerry Cullen and Fran McHale are actually from County Louth, but the band was formed in Dublin and is known for performing in Hughes's Bar. They're going to sing a song called The Banks of the Ban. This is The Voice Squad.
When first to this country a stranger I came, I placed my affection on a maid that was young. She being young and tender, her waist small and slender, kind nature had formed her for my overthrow. On the banks of the Ban, where I first beheld her, she appeared like fair Juno or a Grecian queen. Her eyes
Our cheeks were like roses, or blood drops in snow. 'Twas our cruel parents that first caused our variance, all because I was poor and of a low degree. But I'll do my endeavor to gain my love's favor. Although she is come from a rich family, my name is Delaney, a name that won't shame me. And if I had saved money, I'd have plenty in store. But drinking and courting, night rambling and sporting, are the cause of my ruin and absence from home. Had I all the money that's in the West Indies, or had I the gold of the African shore, I would spend it on pearls and on you, my brown girl. For there's no other love on this earth I adore. Now since I have gained her, I'm contented for life. I'll put rings on her fingers and gold in her ear. We'll live on the banks of the lovely Ban River, and in all sorts of splendor I will style her my dear.
A jolly young ploughboy was ploughing up the land with his horses all under a green shade. Well, he whistled a gay song while his horses jogged along. All his wishes was to wed a handsome maid. All his wishes was to wed a handsome maid. He finished up his song while his plough it ran along, saying, "For courting of this maid I am to blame. And it's when her aged father I am sure will come to know. He will send me to the wars to be slain, to be slain. He will send me to the wars to be slain." When Bessie's cruel father he came for to know that young Bessie she was courting on the plain. Well, he sent a troop of soldiers for to press her love on board, and they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. A suit of men's clothing she instantly put on, and she lined out her pockets with bright gold. And she marched up the street while the tears rolled down her cheeks, and she marched out like any soldier bold, soldier bold. And she marched out like any soldier bold. She went to the ship where her true love he did lie. To the captain she did instantly complain, "I'm a poor distressed young maid looking out for my ploughboy." And they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. She pulled out a purse of the very beaten gold. Oh, 500 bright guineas, aye and more. And she freely laid it down all for her own ploughboy, and she rowled him in her arms to the shore, and she rowled him in her arms to the shore. Now what's like two lovers when they do meet? They will drink and drown all sorrow and woe. They will sit and laugh and sing, and they'll call the bells to ring. All for joy she's got the young man she adored, all for joy she got the young man she adored.
That was the great Dublin singer and song collector Frank Hart. Born May 14, 1933, he died on the 27th of June in 2005. Had a huge influence on the singing repertoire and on singers throughout the country. Planxty recorded many songs that they attributed to him, then spreading those songs on to the rest of the world. That was The Jolly Young Plowboy from the CD Daybreak and A Candle End. Before that, we heard the great harmonies of The Voice Squad. Frank Hart commented of this band that their harmony singing style was not so much a part of the Irish singing tradition, but all of the singers were accomplished traditional singers before they formed this group, and that harmony singing style is reminiscent of the Watersons and the Copper family from England. We're going to return to some of the northern singers now with a song from Cathal McConnell and Robin Morton. Cathal McConnell comes from County Fermanagh. He was a singer and a song collector and a member of Boys of the Loch. We heard him earlier singing harmony. And Robin Morton is from County Armagh. This is a song called Thousands Are Sailing to America.
Ah, you brave Irish people, wherever you be, I pray stand a moment and listen to me. Your sons and brave daughters are now going away, and thousands are sailing to America. Ah, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, and thousands are sailing to America. Ah, the night before leaving they're bidding goodbye, and it's early next morning their hearts give a sigh. They will kiss their dear mothers, and then they will say, goodbye, father dear, for I'm now gone away. Ah, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, and thousands are sailing to America. Ah, their friends and relations and neighbours also, they are packing their throngs now ready to go. When the tears from their eyes they run down like the rain, and the horses are prancing going off for the train. Ah, good luck to them now, and safe may they land, they are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, and thousands are sailing to America. Ah, it's now you will hear the very last cry, and the handkerchiefs waving and bidding goodbye. The old man tells them be sure and to write, and watches the train till she goes out of sight. Ah, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, and thousands are sailing to America. Ah, it's God help the mother who rears up the child, and it's now for the father he labours and toils. He tries to support them, he works night and day, and when they are reared, sure they will go away. Ah, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, and thousands are sailing to America.
Farewell to the groves of Shillelagh and Shamrock. Farewell to the gels of old Ireland all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them, when far away on the ocean I'm bound. My mother is old and my father quite feeble. To leave their own country, it grieves their hearts sore. Oh, the tears down their cheeks in great drops they are rolling, to think they must die upon a foreign shore. But what matter to me where my bones may be buried, if in peace and contentment I can spend my life? O'er the green fields of Canada, the daily are blooming, and I'll find an end to my misery and strife. Then it's pack up your sisters, consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes to devour up your wages when you're on the green fields of America. The sheep run unsheared and the land's gone to rushes. The handyman's gone and the winders of creels. Away across the ocean go journeymen tailors and fiddlers that flaked out the old mountain reels. But I mind the time when our Ireland was flourishing, when lots of our tradesmen did work for good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, sure now we must follow to America. And it's now to conclude and to finish my duty, if ever friendless Irishman chances my way, with the best in the house I will greet him and welcome at home on the green fields of America. So it's pack up your sea stores, consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes to devour up your wages when you're on the green fields of America.
Well, emigration would be probably one of the most popular themes in folk songs from most parts of the world, but particularly from Ireland, for obvious reasons. And this particular song predates 1893, for I believe in that year Ellis Island was opened, or thereabouts. It might have been 92, I'm not sure now of the exact year. But anyway, it predates that because it mentions Castle Garden. And Castle Garden was down in Manhattan, and that's where they used to do the emigration clearance way back in the 19th century. And this song, well, I've collected several versions of it, and this particular one I mostly associate with another old friend, alas, no longer with us, Geordie Hanna from Derry Tresk, County Tyrone, and he died 21 years ago this year. So it's a wonderful song of defiance.
Farewell, my kind relations and my friends, both one and all. My land is in America, though I may rise or fall. From my cabin I'm of England, likewise compelled to go.
and to leave the land where we were born, where the green shamrock grows. Hurrah, me boys, the sails are spread, and the tide is running fast. Down the loch we sailed away from the town of Belfast, to seek for bread and labour, as we're compelled to go, and leave the land where we were earned, where the green shamrock grows. I owned the landlord 2 years' rent, I wish I owed him more. One day the cardly bailiff pinned a notice on our door. I bid farewell to the ones I love, it grieves my heart full sore, to leave the house my father built some 30 years or more. Farewell unto my comrades, with whom I used to sport. Those happy hours together, with them I didn't resort. There's one I lay behind me, and it grieves me 10 times more, to leave her in old Ireland, where the green shamrock grows. Hurrah, me boys, the sails are spread, and the wind is blowing fair. We're bound for Castle Garden in a few days, we'll be there, to sing for bread and labour, as we're compelled to go, and leave the land where we were earned, where the green shamrock grows.
That was Len Graham singing Castle Garden, and talking about it a little bit before that. He's from County Antrim in Northern Ireland, born in 1944. He tours the U.S. frequently, actually, so there's a chance maybe someday he'll come down here for Festival International or some other event like that. Before that, we heard the great Paddy Tunney singing the song The Green Fields of Canada. Paddy Tunney was born in Glasgow to Irish parents. His father was from County Fermanagh and his mother was from County Donegal, but they moved back to Fermanagh when he was 5, so that's the greater part of his musical and singing influence there. He learned his first songs from his grandfather, Michael Gallagher. He was born in 1921 and passed away 11 years back now in December of 2002. We're going to continue on with a few songs from the Connemara singing tradition, moving downwards from the north. Here's a song from the great Dara O'Cahan called Oroshedeva Hawalia. It's one of the most well-known Irish songs, I think, and this is my favorite version of it here. He was born in 1927 and died in 1987, originally from Lettermore in Connemara, but when he was 13, his family moved to the government-created Gaeltacht of Rathcarn in County Meath. So, here's Dara O'Cahan.
Or Roche de the Huallen is it Yachon Tower? A ween lady has never given Maramayin born ye are shachten. Grind you wills the milty Ganski, see the four good for Nervali. Or Roche de the Hualle, or Roche de the Hualle. Or Roche de the Huallen is it Yachon Tower? Ta grind we like it's your Lars Halle, Ogly Adamilly Margarde, Quail yet him she frank not spine, Gus Krish yet wagger valley. Or Roche de the Huallen, Darl the moon I kid bo one. O'r osid y fyhw a lynis i tioc yn tawr.
If you're asked to sing a song in a country house, you'll make sure, or try and make sure, that nobody sees you while you're singing it. Don't you see anybody. You're turning your back, not through disrespect, but out of shyness, or I don't know how you call it. If you're wearing a cap, you'll pull it over your eyes, so that you're actually just living the song as you sing it. And if you haven't a cap on, you'll put your hand over your eyes. You'll see nobody while you're singing it. You're just singing the song to yourself. And that's the way you'll find it even tomorrow as you go back there. You'll find a man, what I call the cúnych, the man who goes into the corner and sings the song. The song is heard, but he's not seen. And a cúnych, of course, is a Gaelic word for a corner. And the man who sits in the corner is called the cúnych.
My little lord, let the world spread it in charging. Neil Cancher of the Bosley, not it be my. Shall it turn to me, could I tease a bunch of Neil Farabi, go off to me, now will fell me again.
Nachdan ni gyntro on
Anik nu magi endur nin esan khara khair tro is ba shan is padararam mi ka gom nia podrare Martina Fadorio, Shemikel Bakma Masalonga Wakamedio, Akmoa Lokum Ton Wati, Shedaga Minia. Nahin kalakami laro, nakalaudo chilebri. Kashi shakshakni is torn ragani. Near chasis war ashin lare. Come in to the green. Oh, that she binds the carigin. Swatch the mulish we.
He brings a thought to mind of a flower that's bright and fair. Its grace and beauty both combine a brighter jewel more rare. Just like a maiden that I know who shared my happy lot, she whispered when we parted last, "Oh, you'll forget me not." She's graceful and she's charming like the lily in the pond. Time is flying swiftly by, how far I am so fond. The roses and the daisies are blooming round the spot whispered, "You'll forget me not." We met, I really don't know where, but still it's just the same. For love grows in the city streets as well as in the lane. I gently clasped a tiny hand, one glance at me she shot. She dropped her flower, I picked it up, 'twas a sweet forget-me-not. She's graceful and she's charming like the lily in the pond. Time is flying swiftly by, afar I am so daisies are blooming round the spot where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not." Thank you. shortly we were wed. There is a cot down in the lane and a tiny garden plot where grows a flower, I know it well. It's the sweet forget-me-not. She's graceful and she's charming like the lily in the pond. Time is flying swiftly by, afar I am so fond. The roses and the daisies are blooming round the spot where we parted when she whispered, "You forget me not." Where we parted when she whispered, "You forget me not."
That was Dolores Cain singing with Dedannon from the 1987 album Ballroom, singing a song called Sweet Forget Me Not. Before that, we heard Joe Heaney singing the Song of the Drowning, Curraghy na Trabhána, a beautiful song written by a woman who moved over to Boston after her three brothers were sunk coming in a little curragh from Galway to Trevann. Really sad song. Great singing there from Joe Heaney. And before that, we heard him talking a little bit about the singing tradition in Connemara and singing in the house. We're coming to the end of our show today. It's been on singers from all over Ireland. Thanks so much for tuning in to From the Shamrock Shore here on KERVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm going to finish off with a song from Luke Kelly called The 30-Foot Trailer.
The old ways are changing, you cannot deny. The day of the traveler is over. There's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to bide. So farewell to the life of the rover. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the traveling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the cant and the Romany tongue, farewell to the Romany talking, the buying and selling, the old fortune-telling, the knock on the door and the hawking. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the traveling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.